Nolte, America assaulted for 88 days. And Joe Biden said nothing, he believes she had it coming. By John Nolte on August 29, 2020. While America was violently assaulted, Joe Biden remained silent for 88 days because he believes the racist bitch had it coming. Picked up my concealed carry permit this week. I carry a gun now. Me. Had you told me last year that this year I'd carry a gun, alarm my home, and stash firearms, with more on order, all over the house, I would have laughed in your face. I don't like guns. Never have. Big believer in the Second Amendment, yes sir. Just not a gun guy in the same way I'm not a car guy. Bought a 9mm 30 years ago. Figured that was all I'd ever need. Kept it under the bed. Now there's a gun and boxes of ammo in most every room. Not gonna tell you which rooms. Let me put it this way, even if my pants are down, you still won't catch me. What's happening in our country is no joke. This is not a drill. And yet. It's not the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa who worry me. The masked thugs, the marauders, the violent revolutionaries, the gangsters, the assholes with the guillotines. They don't worry me. Our country's seen plenty of rioting. Violence in the streets is as old as our republic. In a country of 330 million, things happen. Nothing new about any of that. You can't wet your pants over human nature. No, what worries is that it took Joe Biden, the leader of one of this great country's two major political parties, 88 days to condemn the violence. 88. In my lifetime, in your lifetime, in the lifetime of anyone alive today, this is unprecedented. It should put a chill up your spine and a gun in every one of your own rooms. Dozens of cities burned. Dozens. Dozens of people died. Dozens. Countless numbers of small businesses burned to the ground. Countless numbers of innocent people assaulted. Countless numbers of police officers attacked. American streets rang with violence and looting and marauding, and the man who wants to be our president said nothing. Violence raged for 88 days before Joe Biden finally emerged from his Delaware bunker and said it was wrong. That is, without question, the greatest moral failing of my lifetime. Even Neville Chamberlain condemned the invasion of Poland. Biden said nothing. For 88 days, the leader of one of our two major political parties said nothing. This is unprecedented. It doesn't feel unprecedented because ever since the George Zimmerman hoax, Democrats and the political media have been slow boiling the normalization of political violence, have been getting us used to domestic terrorism. After the Zimmerman hoax, the slow boil moved to the mostly peaceful riots in Baltimore and Ferguson. Then came the mostly peaceful and, according to Knoll, the right and peaceful and moral Antifa. Well, look at us now. Look at Joe Biden now. Sitting in his basement waiting to become president and saying nothing as his country burns. The same people burning our cities tell us silence is complicity. Well, the leader of one of America's two major political parties said nothing as violence broke out in Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Fayetteville, Atlanta, New York, Nashville, Seattle, Portland, Philadelphia, Chicago, Milwaukee, Salt Lake, Washington, D.C., Detroit, Indianapolis, San Francisco, Kansas City, Houston, Charlotte, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, Tampa, Baltimore, Oakland, and Louisville broke out into violence. And now, in a little place called Kenosha. That's not exactly fair. Biden did say stuff. All kinds of stuff that justified and encouraged the violence. He applauded terrorists as protesters and assured them their future president stood with them and against law and order. Even as people of every color and background guilty of nothing more than opening a small business lost everything, Joe Biden sided with, championed, and encouraged those who took that everything. The man who wants to be our president could not even bring himself to say David Doran's life mattered. I can hardly believe it's true. We now live in a country where the leader of one of our two major political parties does not have the moral courage to condemn the burning of police stations and courthouses. I can hardly believe it's true. We now live in a country where the leader of one of our two major political parties says nothing while terrorists seize a chunk of an American city, including hundreds of homes and a police station, where people die. We now live in a country where a man who wants to be our president condemns law enforcement and sides with the mob during widespread looting and assaults. Sides with the mob swarming people guilty of nothing more than making a wrong turn. sides with those terrorizing neighborhoods and dragging around guillotines. I've never lived in a country like that. I never believed it was possible to live in a country like that. Even more disturbing is the fact that it was not Joe Biden's humanity or sense of decency or moral outrage that finally forced him to grudgingly condemn the looting and burning of his country. It was the polls. Were it not for the polls. Good God, I don't even know what to think about it. We have crossed the Rubicon. Welcome to a world where six companies own 90% of the media, and the media champion and encourage violence and terrorism against us. Welcome to a world where one of our two major political parties champions and encourages violence and terrorism against us. Welcome to a world where no one is safe, where the spark that delivers these marauders to your doorstep is the excuse of an incident that can happen in any town, even a Kenosha. This is not a drill. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.